At the November 16th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, it was disclosed that two of the highest commission priority project proposals have suffered setbacks because their funding grant applications have been denied. The first of these was the addition of a new courthouse annex building. A grant application for funding for the annex project has been denied by the West Virginia Courthouse Improvement Authority. The second one is the new 911 center to be built near PMH. That funding grant for a small cities community block grant has also been denied. The commissioners also received a request from the Family Resource Network, or FRN, for a contribution to help needy families during the holidays. Commissioner Rubinsky dismissed this, saying the commission doesn't have any budget item to do donations, so they will have to ask for this at their next regular contributions meeting in the spring. It should be noted that the commission did not schedule their normal November contributions meeting and didn't give any reason for not doing that. The commissioners also received a letter regarding the settlement of a federal district court civil lawsuit against the county, the sheriff, and a deputy sheriff. Their insurance company has reached a settlement with the plaintiff and agreed to pay $525,000. The case involved the shooting of the plaintiff by a deputy sheriff. The commission also received a card from a citizen thanking them for establishing a green box trash site at Frank Tannery and paving the roads to the green boxes. Helmick said this is good because
it's all about picking up the vote.
The commissioners held a public hearing regarding their EPA Brownfields cleanup grant application. George Carrico, director of the West Virginia Brownfields Assistance Center, explained this grant is submitted to the EPA to have a section of the former Howes Tannery site at the East Fork Industrial Park cleaned up. He said that if the grant is approved, the first phase would be to remove the asbestos from the buildings, and the second phase is to do the work necessary to place the property into the West Virginia Voluntary Remediation Program. Vivian Parsons of the West Virginia Risk Pool explains the free training the pool offers to the county employees designed to help keep the county out of liability issues. The commissioners also approved a letter of understanding between themselves and PMH regarding the hospital's HVAC and roof replacement project. Commissioner Rubinsky talked about adopting a demolition ordinance. This sparked John Lazorek to express his concerns that such an ordinance would threaten citizens' property rights. Rubinsky explained that the ordinance would just help property owners afford to remove the hazardous structures from their property. Finally, Commissioner Rubinsky talked about spending the county's $1.6 billion American Rescue Plan's COVID relief money. He said the priority should be using it for a water and sewer project, such as the one near the hospital or the one at the 4-H camp at Thornwood, over handing out money to groups like the Family Resource Network or the Family Refuge Center. Rubinsky explained his water and sewer project priorities.
My opinion is those are top priorities to see what funding we're going to need out of that COVID money before we hand out money.
Commissioner Jesse Grossglos also suggested that some of the money be used to provide local matching funds for broadband grants. At a special commission meeting held at noon on Thursday, November 18th, the commissioners spoke with Susan Pierce and Ben Riggle of the West Virginia Department of Arts, Culture, and History about getting the county jail decertified from the National Registry of Historic Places. Pierce asked Helmick how much the cost would be for the demolition of the jail and the erection of the new courthouse annex on that site, and asked him if it would be federally funded in any way or just local money used. Helmick replied he guessed it would cost $3.5 to $4 million and it would not use federal funds but would be paid for by local tax money. Pierce said that if that's the case, there's no need to decertify the jail to demolish it. But no federal funds could be used to do this, or even to add future additional items to the new building, such as metal detectors funded by Homeland Security. That gave the commissioners some pause, and they asked what would be involved in decertifying the jail. Pierce said they would have to follow a lengthy process and submit documents, but it could be doable. Helmick said the commission would consider following that process. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.